Friday Night Wine Fight contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome to Friday Night Wine Fight.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Bianca. We are three Melbourne girls who had nothing better to do than start a podcast while we were all living La Vida lockdown. But now we're free!
Yay! Yay!
So we take aim at one topic each week along with a bottle or three of wine and try to make some sense of it. Right, ladies, what are we drinking?
I am drinking a Mornington Peninsula bottle, which is not from the Wine Pyramid scheme that I currently
represent.
I know, Mornington Peninsula represent. Yeah, it's not part of the Wine Pyramid scheme that I am currently a part of and a bit obsessed by at the moment. This is actually a present from my work. It is a Montalto Pinot Gris, and it is delicious. In fact, it's so delicious. I had a little sneaky sip of it the other day just because I wanted to taste it before I came on air and did it. And my sneaky sip turned into half a bottle. Whoopsie. So I've got a backup.
That happens.
I know. So I've got a backup bottle here of something else, but I'm going to try and just sort of sit on my Montalto. And yeah, so I won't tell you what else I'm drinking in case I don't get there.
Fair enough. Well, I'm drinking the Brown Brothers Moscato and Pinot Grigio.
Come to the dark side.
Because I went alcohol shopping the other day and I saw it on the shelf and I went, I'll have that. And ended up, you know, buying a Nintendo Switch's worth of alcohol.
Excuse me, kind sir, I'll have all the wine.
Pretty much. They looked at us and went, can we help you? And we went, no. Then they looked at the trolley and went, no, you're doing fine. Please continue. Bianca, what have you got for us?
Well, I am drinking Little Birdwood Semillon Sauv Blanc. So, yeah, this was a Christmas present, and they know I like Savvy B, but they didn't quite read that it was a Semillon, and I might die. So you have to listen to the whole episode to see if I make it to the end, okay? Fingers crossed.
Just check in at the end to see if Bianca died.
So, Amy, what's our topic for tonight?
Well, it is, as we are recording this, it is exactly a week before Christmas. So we're a bit multicultural in this group. And look, to us, it's the festive season. Happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, happy everything, basically.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Just festive. As long as you're eating until you cannot eat no more. And you are probably getting a bit drunk and having a face-off with some relatives you haven't seen since, I don't know, last Christmas. Because that spells Christmas to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Although I say that, but my relatives are actually pretty cool and we always usually have a good time. So there's usually no fighting. So that's good. Anyway, so we thought we would do a special Christmas episode for our listeners. And because one of the main things that Christmas and the festive season says to all three of us is craziness. That's what this season spells. It's insane. People literally lose their minds.
Uh-huh.
So we thought we would title this episode as Christmas Crackers. And we're going to entertain you with some of the fun Christmas craziness stories.
Yeah.
So we also just wanted to let all our listeners know that we will be on holiday until the 16th of January, but we will be back on the 16th of January. So don't panic. Don't panic, people. It's fine. We'll be back. It's okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah. And, yeah, look, while we're away for those couple of weeks, send us topic suggestions to FridayNightWineFight@gmail.com.
And look,
jump onto our Facebook page and give us suggestions.
Yes.
And, look, if you're bored on, you know, your holiday days and you're sitting around looking at your family, bored out of your mind, wait till Grandma falls asleep and then chuck on an episode of Friday Night Wine Fight. Get rid of those pesky kids, though, because this is an over-18 show. All right. So back to our Christmas crackers. So we are going to talk about all the craziness that comes around at this time of the year. So this week I'm going to chat about some crazy Christmas / holiday shopping stories. Sarah is going to chat about some crazy decorations, I believe. Is that where you're going with this, Sarah?
Yeah, it is where I'm going.
Oh,
good. And Bianca is going to have a chat about some of the interesting Christmas holiday traditions from around the world. This episode is going to be light and fun, so pour yourself a glass and strap in. Right, straight into my segment, Christmas / holiday shopping stories.
Yes.
I love this topic so very much. When we were talking about the fact that we were going to do a Christmas episode, I'm like, I'm doing shopping! Because I love it. I love it. I love it so much.
Yeah, so, you did call dibs.
Yeah, I did, straight away. I love the shopping stories, especially around the holidays. So the holiday shopping period in most Western countries starts in mid-ish November and then extends to early January. So when you think about it, it's actually a fair chunk of the year. Like with all these sales and things like that on, it's actually a fair chunk of the year. Now, we're all a bit guilty of going a bit mental while shopping around the holidays. I, for one, used to be one of those crazy people running through the shopping center an hour before the shop shut on Christmas Eve doing my Christmas shopping. I'm more organized these days, but there was a time in my life where I wasn't. I'll admit, I felt that surge of desperation and I was like, what do I get for blah, blah, blah? Yep, Vlad's back.
Hey, Vlad!
We missed you.
Ankle socks and bath bombs? Fuck it, that'll have to do. Throw it in the cart. Run. That was my Christmas shopping style. But I have changed in my older years. So I wanted to share some of my favorite Christmas shopping stories all with you tonight. Just a spoiler alert though, these are American. Well, I tried looking around for some crazy Christmas shopping in Europe, in Australia, and look, we just don't have anything on the Americans. Americans know how to do crazy shopping and they know how to do it right. And they know how to do it hilariously. So, yeah, we're sticking with our friends, the Americans. It's amazing. So
yeah, good. None of mine about Australia either.
Okay, so the first story, while trying to beat out some of the other customers for a discounted video game console, one woman who was shopping in a California Walmart did what any sane person would do, and she started to pepper spray the fools who got in her way.
Oh, mate, that would have hurt so bad.
She's just mowing people down, and anyone she can't mow down, she's spraying them.
Oh, my God. Pepper spray is the fucking worst.
So more than 10 people went down clutching their faces, gasping for air, and one witness actually told reporters later, I actually don't know whether she felt threatened or she felt like she just had to get what she wanted. The witness did manage to say that he had only a very mildly irritated throat, but others around him got it really bad. One woman was crying, my eyes, my eyes. Hell. And then I kind of feel this, especially around the holiday period. Anyway, let's plow on to the second one.
Awesome.
So it's not unusual for people to get into physical altercations with strangers while holiday shopping. We've just talked about that. What is unusual, though, is when the fights end up with someone taking off their pants for no apparent reason.
Right.
That's my move. Patent pending.
Yeah, well, before you, Nate, I actually watched a physical altercation by the pool of a Club Med that I won't mention, and the dude just stripped off naked because no one's going to fight a naked dude.
Oh, yeah,
no. Right. No one wanted to fight him. This is true.
The Celtics had that idea. They used to fight in the buff. Oh. Who wants to fight a naked person?
Yeah.
Well, literally no one wanted to fight this guy anyway because he would have been about 6'6" and all muscle. So I don't think he needed to be naked, but anyway.
Maybe people who do that just don't want their clothes to get dirty. Look, I'm just going to strip. These are new pants.
No, maybe they're just like too angry and they go full rhino.
I think that is, they just Hulk out, mate.
Yeah.
pretty much
one. I mean, I Hulk out. That's why I'm saying patent pending. But
but you don't take your pants off.
No, I don't. No.
If you had, I wouldn't have stopped you that time. I would have just let you go.
See? It works. It works, doesn't it? If you just start randomly getting nude when you're going to fight someone, yeah, people back away. Anyway, so a mall restaurant employee was saying that it was weird enough seeing two grown men wrestling on the floor over some Best Buy vouchers, which I think is like a big department store in America from what
Best
I understand.
Best Buy is kind of like JB, crossed with like Big Dub sort of thing.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. But it was especially unsettling to see that one of them was wearing nothing but his underwear. So this is the best part of this story. A restaurant staffer pulled out a fire extinguisher and sprayed them down. Carol played in the background.
I like it.
I love it. Oh, my God.
Best way to end a fight. Just hose them down.
Oh, my God. That reminds me of that fucking Billy Connolly thing. Ding dong, merrily on high. Fuck you and a partridge in a pear tree.
So the takeaway from this particular story, people, is, look, if you start mouthing off at someone behind you, you turn around and you go, whoa, I shouldn't have done that. Just take off your pants. No one's going to fight somebody who's pantsless. They're just not going to. All right, this is my last story. I'm keeping it very short this week. This one is by far my favorite story. Don't interrupt me until we get all the way to the end. It's totally worth it.
No problem.
Strap in. Okay.
Okay.
So waiting in lines is a reality of holiday shopping. We've all been there. Mm-hmm. But hopefully you won't be stuck in one for hours before someone realizes you're actually not queued to anything. This is what happened to one confused customer who stood in front of what he thought was a cash register, but actually it was an unused computer. The other customers assumed he knew what he was doing. And within 15 minutes, a line began to snake around the department.
Oh.
This is coming from a former employee of the store. It got more and more chaotic from there. When the dipshit, who started the whole fiasco, went to find the right line, he found the end of the line that he started. Then the guy behind him heard that it wasn't a register and then followed the first guy. Then the next customer followed that person, and so on. This continued with hundreds of people walking in circles in the same line until one of them figured it out. The manager had to calm down an angry crowd.
Oh, my God. The staff would have been sitting there fucking pissing themselves laughing, just watching this going, what the fuck are they doing?
They just been standing there and
seeing the security cameras and just watching everybody all day. Like,
It would have literally been like one of those situations where you're watching just stupidity happen in front of you, and then your mate goes, "Oh, we should do something about that." And then you go, "Wait. Let's just see where they go with this."
Oh my God! So many times I've actually said that. They're like, "I think they need help." I'm like, "No. Wait. I want to see where they go with this."
Just.
And then in the end, they completely, you have to go over and help.
Yeah, mate, the snow gloves are not for your ears. They're for your hands. There you go.
100%.
Yeah, that by far is my favorite Christmas crazy shopping story. I just love this idea.
So yes. Good.
And you know what I love about this so much is that would be me. I wouldn't be the first one. No, because I'm just not patient enough to wait. I'd be with the one of the dickheads in line going, oh, okay, what's going on? Oh, I'm at the front of the line. Oh, this is not a register. Oh, fucking idiots. Okay, well, I'm going to have to go and fucking line up for reals this time. Okay. And then I'd just get back in the same line I was in.
I wonder how many times they walk past the same fucking register.
I don't know.
Look, how many circles? I'm really, I want to know how many circle work they did.
Yeah.
Because the line was moving, you might have got to the computer and went, the person must have walked away. The shop assistant must have walked away for a little bit. Oh, just wait. because the line was moving, so people must have been being served, right? I can't see. I'm down the back of the department store. I just know the line was moving.
But wouldn't you realise, you know, once you get back there, you would have gone, it's the same place.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm just trusting the fact that people line up for a good reason, and maybe they found the right line this time. I don't know. I will join the line. Like, as much as I say I'm a leader and I do this and I do that, nah, just join the line like a sucker. I would not march to the front of the store and try and figure out where the registers are. Nah, I just keep lining up because I'm an idiot.
Yeah, whereas, like, I'm way too much anxiety. Like, I know I can't think of an example other than I know I've gone to a line and, is this the line for XYZ or is it for this? Like, just to be sure.
Yeah.
You guys know where you're standing, because I don't want to stand in the wrong line. Like,
I don't want to waste my time.
Yeah.
I've also asked the fellow line people, is this the right line for this? And I've been met with, no, no.
I have actually given that answer. I have no idea.
Exactly.
The person in front of me didn't know either. I thought I'd just stand here.
See, it could happen to anyone. It sounds stupid, but it is a really good bloody story. So, in summary, take your pepper spray, fight with no pants on, and ask what line is this?
Yep.
That's Amy out. I'm done with my segment. Sarah.
All right. So, this week I'm doing crazy Christmas obsessions or decorations.
Yay! Please tell me we get to see pictures of your house.
We don't get to see pictures of my house. We have done very little this year. So, yeah, let me just say I have grown up in a house where every year my mum would go nuts with the Christmas decorations.
She's Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, and inside the house would look very much like a Christmas shop. And as the years
actually way better than any Christmas shop I've ever been in. Not that I frequent Christmas shops, so I'm not really an authority on the whole thing, but your house tends to be utter fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But it's only on the inside. We very, very, very rarely do anything on the outside.
Oh, no. No.
Well, how would you have time? The inside of your house looks like a department store. It's amazing. How would you like to do outside too?
The reason why we don't do outside
and inside.
There's too many people in that area that would
damage,
just break shit for funsies. Because they're assholes.
Quite a few people around our neighbourhood who have inflatables and they get destroyed every year.
This is sad.
It is. It's depressing. So we have in our house, we have a Christmas tree in pretty much every room except the laundry.
Which I had a solution to and you haven't used it yet.
Which we did. We very much have a solution to. I could stick a tree in there quite easily. And my bedroom.
Oh, yeah, they have spare trees.
Yeah.
Spare ones.
So with the thought of I have trees everywhere in my house and I think it's a little much, I'm going to go to my first person. So in Tulsa, Oklahoma, lives a woman who has a crazy amount of trees. So she has 168 Christmas trees.
She has a forest.
But please keep it in mind, the story I read and I actually watched a video of it was 2 years old.
Oh, so she'll have more now. Oh, amazing.
Yeah. So the trees range in size from 6 inches to 12 feet. Each one of the trees has its own
thing.
Hang
on a minute. She has a place in her house that has 12-foot ceilings?
It must have vaulted ceilings.
The 12-foot tree has 5 crates. And I don't say boxes because I would usually say like a box. But these are crates. So when I think crates, I'm thinking huge. Like massive crate of Christmas decorations for this one tree.
We worked by crates when I was working in warehousing, and they were generally a crate was about 4 foot by 4 foot square cube.
That's huge.
That's huge.
What's that in meters?
So a meter and a bit. So you're looking at a meter 20 or something. Because I'm 150 centimetres, so a metre and a half. I'm so small.
You are.
Just a little bit smaller than a 2x2.
Yes, a little bit smaller. To my shoulder, sweetie darlings. To my shoulder.
Okay. Right. Anyway. Right, I'm all over it. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, three. People. I run off the metric system like the rest of the world. So, yeah.
So, the 12-foot tree also has 2,100 lights.
Oh, no.
Okay. And takes 12 hours to set up and decorate.
Oh, fuck that.
Time.
Yeah. And that's just the one tree. Remember, at this point in time, she had 168 trees.
Yeah.
This one tree took 12 hours.
It just gets to the point where I'm leaving them up all year because I don't have time to take them down up again.
So she has a tree in her bath. And I don't mean her bathroom. I have a tree in my bathroom. She has a tree in her bath. The actual bath. She has a tree in the bathroom. Actually, I think she had several trees in her bathroom.
Where else would she put them?
But a tree in the actual bath.
I've got too many visions.
Oh, yeah.
And questions. Person. We're shutting up, though. We're letting Sarah get through a segment.
Because Amy has to edit this. So the dog also has its own tree. So the dog's tree is covered in dog treats. He can go up and take a treat whenever he wishes. I think that's lovely. The dog gets his own special tree with his own special treat.
Every dog I've ever known would have demolished the whole fucking tree within 5 minutes.
I have enough trouble stopping my cat destroying my tree every year.
Yeah,
I don't know what his obsession with it is. I really don't.
This dog must be like, there's just so many trees. I just can't do it. All of the trees are plastic, so there are no live trees, just because she finds it depressing when they die.
Yeah, you demolish a small forest. Well, I suppose that's what real trees do anyway, but yeah.
So the house isn't very big. The house is actually just your standard three-bedroom. She doesn't live in a mansion. Nothing crazy. It's a standard three-bedroom house. She has over 100,000 lights and over 50,000 decorations.
Wow.
Each one is precisely hung. And some of them are even measured for distance from each other.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay. So she's crazy and has OCD. I feel you.
I feel that.
If I'm going to hang them, I may as well hang them correctly. I get
it. She has one hanging from her roof, like one of those upside down trees.
There's upside down trees?
Yes, there is.
Why
been
are they not informed?
Yeah, you hang them from your roof.
My whole strong Christmas trees.
I'm pretty sure I've told you about this a million times.
Because that was my solution for the laundry.
Yeah, upside down tree. But with that tree, because her daughter was helping her decorate it, she looked at her daughter and went, this is an upside down tree. The decorations need to be hung upside down. Take them off, rehang them.
But they still hang because gravity is a thing.
Yeah, no. So she's attached.
But gravity's still a thing, so how do we do that?
So she's attached hooks to the bottom of the decoration.
Oh, I get you. Oh, yeah.
So they're upside down.
Yeah, because gravity, physics, you know, science.
I thought that same thing. I went, how the fuck? And then I watched her and I went, that's smart.
Yeah.
So it takes her 40 hours of decorating per week.
Oh, no.
Plus, she works a full-time job as a hairdresser. It takes her 2 months.
That's a grueling job, too.
Oh, my God. 2 months to put them up. But the trees are only up for 3 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Boxing Day, they all start coming down. Yeah.
It's a woman after my own heart. Christmas is over. This is all fucking moot leaving the house.
Well, it takes her 2 months to put them up. How long is it going to take her to bloody pull them down? 2 months.
I'm thinking it takes her 2 months to put them up because when she pulls them down, she's throwing shit in boxes.
This is ridiculous. They remove their car from their garage because they've got trees in it for Christmas.
Oh, obviously. Yeah.
So during this period of time, her electricity bills double, of course, but the temperature inside the house, now they switch their heating off during this period.
Oh,
it's America.
At Christmas. So it'd be snowing.
Yeah. So during this period, the temperature inside the house without their heating turned on is 28 degrees Celsius or 82 degrees Fahrenheit.
So it's what it well, it's very warm in their house because of all the lights.
A summer.
I get it. But it in a way, it's actually not a bad thing because if it's snowing outside, I mean, if you've got, you know, your general heating, your electrical gas heating, you're going to put that on and it's going to double your electricity or your gas bills anyway. So it's actually not a bad thing.
Yeah. I don't think. Because, I mean, like, I've just Googled it. So December, Tulsa averages a high of 10.
Yeah.
So if they don't have to have the heating on, fucking bonus.
But when you think about inside the house is like an Australian Christmas.
That's great.
Well, not really. It's only 28, mate. I know you think that that's full-blown inferno, but that's just, like, nice for me.
No, that's full-blown inferno. That's horrible.
Nah, 28's fine.
That's hot. Our normal Christmases, even this year, I think we're only getting to 23.
Oh, amazing.
It's a warm Christmas.
I don't mind a hot Christmas. Oh,
well, you're just weird. Now,
I'm usually drunk, please. I don't really notice.
So her Christmas decorations and trees, she will buy only after Christmas during the sales. So, you know, because you buy so many, you want to save some money. But she still spends every year around $3,000 on trees and decorations. Yeah.
Why?
Because she's insane.
You can have a fantastic holiday for that.
Oh, yeah. But this is an obsession. So it's something she lives on. She's been doing it since 1982, longer than we've been alive.
Oh, yeah. Longer than even I've been alive. That's amazing. Yeah.
And has spent over $100,000 on this obsession.
Oh, God, that just gives me chills. That is terrible.
But I just literally nearly vomited. Yeah. I can't believe that.
And this isn't even the wine. Like, literally. Yeah.
So, on a more sentimental note, she has actually kept the Christmas tree her father bought over 40 years ago or 20-odd years ago. After they passed away, she kept the tree.
I sympathise with that.
And I'm like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, because my Christmas tree was my grandparents' one from the 80s. So I literally grew up with this Christmas tree and I only got a new one last year.
And you know what? Once those ones start to look a bit shit, all you do is take them outside and paint them silver and then they're good again. So I don't know why you would buy a real tree. I really don't get it.
This woman also takes in old trees and redecorates them and gives them a second life. So I'm going to move on to my second one.
Oh, okay.
So I'm pretty sure, I had two. So my second one is a lady in, I think they said it was in Virginia. So she has an obsession with gingerbread. And not just the houses, but also, you know, the gingerbread cookies and pretty much anything that's gingerbread related. So she's had this obsession for about 5 years. And again, this all happened 2 years ago. I was watching My Christmas Obsession, I think, Volume 2. It was like a TLC.
Oh, yeah, I know which show.
Yeah.
I love those. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So I was watching those. Oh, God, there's some really amazing people.
We will circle back to the people who eat their own hair, but anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's it. My strange addiction is one of my topic suggestions because I do love that show.
Yeah. Well, so, again, this is 7 years ago, so she's probably got more things in it. But at the time she had...
And probably diabetes, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She had over 800 pieces of gingerbread decorations.
Okay.
So, yeah, she spent over $3,000 on gingerbread deco. And she pretty much thinks about gingerbreads day and night. It's like a 24/7 thing for her. I don't understand how you can think about gingerbread.
I'm shutting up. I really want to ask so many questions right now.
Yeah. So her obsession started with Mrs. Ginger, who she found in an antique store. It cost her $45 and is about 2 foot tall. And, yeah, it looks like a baker.
Wait, what is it? Like a statue or something?
So she's 2 foot tall. She's a poseable gingerbread woman baker. So it's just a statue.
Yeah, cool.
And she fell in love with it and she begged her husband, can I buy this? It's $45. He's like, it's $45 for that. No. She's like, And he's gone, fine. So she's had it. And that's
I'm going to skip past the fuck the patriarchy thing where she's asking her husband if she can buy something. Oh, yeah. Anyway, keep going.
I know. I had that same thought. So.
Treat yourself, bitch. Come on. It's Christmas.
She bakes go on. About 300 gingerbread biscuits a year.
I mean, don't like ginger that much. I can't even imagine this.
But get this.
I don't like gingerbread. I don't like ginger at all. I can't even. However, if this was shortbread, I'd be fully in.
Ew.
But, I love shortbread, yes.
Yeah, no, you can all get on the shortbread. Anyway, so she keeps several of her favourite-looking gingerbread biscuits for a keepsake every year.
Okay.
She has gingerbread men biscuit from 2009 in her freezer.
Why wouldn't you just make them out of salt dough and then let them, like, harden forever and then you can hang them from your tree?
I don't know. This is well, just...
Well, I'm going to eat them.
Because it's not gingerbread. All right, so her obsession with ginger has gotten a little bit crazy. So she adds it now to all her food.
Oh, no.
And she even smokes it instead of normal cigarettes.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, is that actually a thing? Can you do that? Are you killing yourself slowly doing this? So I looked into it.
Slowly doing cigarettes anyway. Yeah. So anything you ingest through your lungs is killing you, even air. Yeah.
I looked into this and you can actually smoke ginger.
Okay.
Like crystallized ginger, like crack?
No. No, you're
thinking of like nutmeg, like from Orange Is the New Black, and with
thinking about like the crystallized ginger, like ginger, you know, like the crystallized ginger, right? And if you like, I don't know, if you use it like a bit of like, you know, like shard, you know, like from Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
that's what the image I have in my
head
right
now. Your mind go? What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm talking about ginger root. You know. The natural stuff.
Oh, yeah, no, I went somewhere else.
Yeah. I think you need help. So she...
That wasn't obvious already.
She cuts it up, she dries it out, and, yeah, she makes her own cigarettes out of ginger. And so I looked into it, and, yeah, you can do that. You can do that with ginger, sage, mint. There's a whole freaking list of herbs and shit that you can... Make cigarettes out of.
So you can be a crackpot, and that's perfectly legal. But if you go smoke marijuana, we're in Australia, so it's not legal. It's fucking illegal, and you get busted for it. Like, that's crap. But crap. She's a crackpot who's smoking fucking ginger.
It's THC actually
does good things for your body. Anyway, keep going.
Can I finish this?
No.
It's actually used. A lot of people do it. They use ginger as a way of quitting smoking. It actually helps you quit.
But don't they just gnaw on it, like the root?
No, they smoke it. They actually smoke it.
It's still smoking, though. Like...
Yeah, but I don't know. There's something in it.
It's not even just slapping a nicotine patch on yourself. I don't
understand. Ginger and turmeric.
Yeah, cool.
Helps you quit smoking. moving on. So this woman is, again, very obsessed. She's had blah, blah, blah. Let me start that sentence.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah, Vlad's back.
Bad. Twice in one episode. Oh, my God.
So this woman is completely obsessed. She has hired painters to come and paint her house, her white house, gingerbread brown.
Oh, no.
So while she was having this all done, she was staying with her daughter. Now, her daughter is supportive as all hell. One morning when her mum was still in bed, she went to the house and her daughter decked it out on the outside of the gingerbread house. Candy canes on the wall, gingerbread people in the yard, freaking lollipop shit everywhere. And then I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is a fucking shit fight. I was horrified by it. But this is what gets me. When the mother gets driven to the house blindfolded, she gets out of the car. She's like, oh, I'm so excited to see my house. She gets the blindfold and just the look of pure joy and excitement on her face, it really is like watching a kid at Christmas. seeing his present, I'm just like, oh my God. Oh, this is so innocent and sweet. And then you just felt for it, like, oh, I'm so happy for you being so excited.
It's like those shows. Was it Extreme House Makeover or whatever it is? And they go in like, so your kid likes basketball. We put a basketball hoop in his room.
Yeah.
You know? And the kid's like,
yes, we're not paying for broken windows.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that was her face. It was just
oh, that's actually a bit sweet. Yeah, that's sweet.
So sweet.
You know what I love about this is if that lady lived in my neighborhood, every time my kid was being a little ass at, I would drive past there and I'd be like, see that house? Who lives in a gingerbread house? Yeah, tell me, child, who lives in a gingerbread house? A witch. And if you keep being a pain in my ass, I'm going to feed you to her. She lives in our hood.
Yeah.
We talked about this last episode, Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah.
Hansel, yes.
I would love that so much in my hood because I could just drive past it every time my kid was playing up. Just like, see, I will feed you to that damn witch that lives in there. You've seen her. I mean, she looks nice. Yeah, but she lives in a gingerbread house. Who does that?
I reckon I could get $5 for you. Maybe. I'll have to haggle.
Well, that was the end of my segment, Bianca. Let's move on to yours.
I am well drunk, guys, if you didn't notice from Sarah's segment.
I think we noticed.
I've practiced myself.
After the first one, I downed my drink because I didn't realize you had two. So I was like, fuck,
that's because you didn't read ahead.
I've almost no, I didn't.
I learned that mistake from last week.
I'm really trying not to read your notes. Well, last week I wasn't reading them because it was Moon by Santa, but by Sarah. But yes, anyway, all right, let's crack on to mine.
But stay tuned for Moon by Santa, but by Sarah.
I've narrowed mine down. I did have 10 people listen. I narrowed it down to 3. I have 3 Christmas traditions from around the world. And look, originally I had a quick blurb for each of them. And then today I went on a research and went down a rabbit hole. So I have information for you. Okay. Strap yourselves in.
I've just read through your segment and I'm really upset that you didn't talk about the fact that Japanese people eat KFC on Christmas. But we can talk about that another time. Next Christmas.
I literally went, nope, cut out.
I love it. I personally love the idea. I mean, I'm a vegetarian, so I don't know why I love it, but I just love the concept. Anyway, go ahead. Go.
It's like eating Chinese food.
Well, let's talk about that at the end. It can be bonus. Or it can be bonus now. Let's just talk about it now. Fuck it, before I jump in. So, Japanese, their Christmas tradition is KFC, because they take in a lot of Western culture. And so they have, you know, like outside of KFCs, you've got a statue of Colonel Sanders. They will dress him up in a Santa suit. And they have special packaging. They have special food that's available in their KFCs at that time of year. And you can actually book, like, and it is recommended that you book your Christmas dinner, like going to a proper restaurant. I don't see KFC as a proper restaurant. Like, to me, it's a throwaway restaurant. Like, KFC? Like, but they do. They book for their Christmas dinner. They bring the whole fucking family down to KFC and sit at those disgusting tables. And I'm just, everything's disgusting to me at the moment. Anyway.
Although they're probably cleaner than anything we've got here. Just putting it out there.
In Japan, it's insane how clean it is. But yeah. I love this because I don't think that the Japanese culture really have celebrated Christmas for that long. But they've adopted so many Western traditions now. And I just think that they go, okay, it's a Western traditional thing. Cool. So what's more Western than takeaway food? And for some reason, they like KFC above pretty much anything else. So they've just gone, okay, well, what's the most Western place that we could eat on a Western traditional day? KFC. Yeah.
That's the thing too. Like, yeah, Japan isn't – Christianity is not the main religion. Catholicism is not the main religion.
Catholicism, mate.
Catholicism, yeah.
Catholicism.
Catholicism isn't the main religion.
It's all the same, Amy. Let's face it. It's all the same. Isn't it like Buddhism?
It's Catholicism. Yeah.
They actually have a mix of Shinto and Buddhism.
Yeah. Let me phone a friend. No.
It's Shinto. Shinto and Buddhism. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd have to call Danny. Sorry. Yeah. She'll be streaming on Twitch. So, no. I forgot where I was going.
Anyway, so KFC for Japanese KFC. Christmas. Yay.
Yes, they do. They do. Yay. All right, so we all chipped in on. Yay, guys. Woo. So my actual first one is Norway. I've picked all European, which is random for me because usually I try and pick an Australian. But I do Australian Christmas every year. And, yeah, boring. So Norway. Christmas in Norway is inspired by many old traditions, including customs from Christianity, but also from ancient pagan practices. Yes! One such tradition stems from the belief that on Christmas Eve, wicked spirits and witches come out to wreak havoc on the unprepared. I'm not sure who the unprepared and what preparations you need, but anyway. So
that'll be me. I'll have no idea what's going on.
So what does a superstitious Norwegian do? For some, the only solution is to take any and all brooms in the household and hide them. This prevents
those witches stealing those fuckers.
Yes, exactly. Because they will steal your brooms and they will fly away and break them.
Goddamn bitches.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Stealing my broom. Just burn that shit.
Do I have to hide my vacuum too, or is it just brooms?
Just brooms.
All right.
Brooms? Huh. Okay.
Yeah, because, yeah, I'll get to this. The custom actually stems from more than 1,000 years ago. We didn't have vacuums.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So it's like
The bitches didn't evolve with the traditions?
Yeah, no. Just brooms.
But your modern-day witch is not going to take my Miele vacuum. Great. Okay, awesome.
But yeah. Dyson is safe for another day.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have a Dyson. I have a Miele, but anyway, that's a whole other thing. Yeah.
I have a Vax, but that's only because the guy from Dyson moved from Vax. But anyway. So, yes, this actually tradition started, they reckon, in about the late 900s. So,
oh, wow.
In the late 900s. Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
999.
Get a party like it's 999.
999.
And go out and steal some brooms. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rock on.
So, yes, before Christianity came to the country, the main midwinter celebration was called Yule and honoured the end of harvest and the upcoming season. So other traditions...
Solstice is around then too, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. So other traditions in Norway include decorating, gift giving, and eating traditional rice pudding. And I love this little tidbit that I found. So in the rice pudding, there'll be a hidden almond. The person who finds the almond in their portion is rewarded with a marzipan pig.
Nice. That's a bit like the English tradition with the fruitcake, the Christmas pudding. They put a penny in there.
Put a penny in. That's right.
Yeah.
But I like money and I hate marzipan. So, yeah.
You don't eat pork.
Which tradition is winning?
Look, we're not going to Norway for Christmas. We got it. Okay. We're going to go to England because we want pennies, not pigs. Yeah.
And we're not going to Iceland because we covered that last week.
Yeah, that's right.
Put money in your food, people, because it's actually really gross. Money is the most, like, dirty thing ever. Anyway, yeah, keep going.
Do you know how much cocaine and fucking feces is on money? Don't even.
Yeah, well, cocaine's usually on bills, but, like, they're the paper ones. We have plastic money now in Australia, so I don't have that problem. But coins are so dirty.
Things have so much feces on them. Like, when kids actually put them in their mouth, like, as a parent, I'm just like, spit it out. Oh, fuck, they swallowed it. Good, they're immune to fucking everything now. Amazing. That was better than any shot you got. Who needs vaccinations? Just feed them fucking money.
That is not endorsed by FridayNightWinePod.com.
So, yeah, back to pudding. So families actually often set aside a helping of the pudding for small gnomes named, how do you say this again? Oh, fuck me, I keep forgetting. Oh, I wrote it in here. Pronounce.
Oh, I knew I'd be shit-faced, so I protected myself against myself.
Yeah.
People.
Ice cube it.
I'm just going to say, is he related to the Loch Ness Monster?
Hang on, let her say the name.
Nisser. His name is Nisser. Yeah, I don't think he's a small... They're groups of small gnomes.
Look, you just Nisser. Don't know. That or it invented a car.
The Australian version, his name is Pisser. Yeah, he turns up to all your random family events.
Well, yeah. Yeah, look. And it's believed, they bring presents if you leave them pudding. Same. Like, if you're going to leave me pudding, I'll leave you a present. So, yeah.
An empty cup.
But.
That's the wrong bank.
If. Oh, my God. I wasn't expecting that because I was trying to follow my own thought pattern and I've drunk all my bottle. And I'm not dead.
You're still going, people. Woo!
I've still got some of my glass left. I'm getting there.
You know, you've still got two segments to go too, darling. So, yeah.
But you guys keep interrupting, which is amazing because you never really interrupt me like this.
We'll stop.
Anyway, moving on. I'm already in my second paragraph. This is great. So,
Merry Christmas. To Amy, who has to edit this.
Amy gets rewarded, but then, like, if she doesn't leave them pudding, there's going to be some pranks and trouble.
Well, the pranks are on you guys because is it pudding? Is it?
Eat after last week, I'm not fucking sure.
Yeah, we ain't eating that pudding.
Why was it in bowls? Why was it in safes? I don't know. Too many questions. All right. So, anyway, the whole broom tradition, actually, when I looked into researching this, so I would have thought that the broom tradition would have been closer to the end of April, so around the 30th of April, which is Walpurgis Night, when witches fly to Bloxburg for their annual celebration, which is a bloody Norwegian tradition. So, yeah, and that's also prominent in Germany and Sweden, I think. Fuck, I can't remember all my research. I didn't write it all down. Yeah, Walpurgis Night it's definitely something that's steeped in German history as well and dates back to around the same time, which makes sense. I think they're very close. Anyway, I'm not sure if they don't share a border. They share a border with Denmark, but then Norwegians, that wang bit that hangs off. Anyway, I'm just saying.
Hang on. Just let us pull up the map.
I'm not sure. I think they swear.
The wang bit. The wang bit. Yeah, I'm so familiar with the wang bit. Yeah.
So you got the wang bit, and then the rest of Scandinavia is the testicles. So, yeah. I'm doing well.
We mean that in the nicest possible way, Scandinavia.
Too much wine, and I really want to visit there. I'm not saying this to be rude. I actually want to visit there, but you are a wang. Just saying.
Yeah, one day we will do a geography lesson with Bianca. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Right. Moving on.
Anyway, so, yes, that was my first one. Now we're on to number two. We've got one more after that. Strap yourselves in. We can do this. All right, so my second one actually comes from the Ukraine. So when you're decorating your Christmas tree, in addition to the standard tinsel, the fairy lights and the baubles, Ukrainians like to throw an artificial spider on the tree as well. So a lot of the time what they'll do is they'll get the kits to make a spider web. So they'll use popsicle sticks or actual sticks. Sticks and shit. They'll get sticks and shit and they'll make a spider web. So basically love. Yeah.
Love.
Yeah.
So much love.
And they put their love, so much love, on the tree. And, yeah, that's how they decorate. So the tradition actually has its origins in an old tale dating back to the 1800s. So I'm going to say the tale because I put it in here. So a poor but hardworking widow once lived in a small hut with her children. One summer day, a pine cone fell on the earthen floor of the hut and it took root. The widow's children cared for that tree, excited at the prospect of having a Christmas tree by winter. The tree grew, but when Christmas Eve arrived, they could not afford to decorate it. Aww. The children sadly went to bed and fell asleep. Early next morning, they woke and saw the Christmas tree. The Christmas tree?
The Christmas tree.
Blah, blah, blah.
I've developed a list.
That's right.
They wake up and said the blah, blah, blah. Thank you, Vlad.
Vlad.
That's back three times in a row.
It's Christmas special, that's why. it's last for the year.
It has nothing to do with Christmas, but whatever.
So, anyway. Early the next morning, they woke up and saw the tree covered with cobwebs. When they opened the windows, the first rays of sunlight touched the webs and turned them into gold and silver. The widow and her children were overjoyed. From then on, they never lived in poverty again. I don't understand that last bit. How did the silver and gold fucking cobwebs? They never lived in poverty. I don't understand, but we'll leave it.
Because it wasn't – they actually were silver and gold cobwebs.
Oh, gotcha. So I didn't
there get – there was some fucking rando spider that could shit gold.
Yeah, cool.
I was actually going was a little bit more with a metaphorical kind of rich enrichment.
I was just thinking they sparkled. I didn't think they were made out of that.
Yeah, but
then they said they've never lived in poverty again, so clearly they found a spider that shits gold. So,
It could have been a metaphor for, you know, they felt rich on the inside. It's
So, there are other versions of that tale. So that's the original one from the 1800s. So they replaced the sunlight with, like, the miracle from Father Christmas or fucking Santa Claus or, you know, that guy, child Jesus.
We call him Jeebus because we're not, you know, really well acquainted with the man.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. It's Jeebus until we know him better.
So you got Father Christmas, Santa Claus and Jeebus. And they primarily, when those three, like, obviously not in the same story, it would be three different stories here. But when either one of those are introduced, the perspective changes, the spider comes to visit. So, I told the original story and every other tale is rewritten.
Okay.
So with all the fantasy of Santa and Jesus aside,
which one of those shits gold? I'm so confused.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's Jesus.
So, fun fact that I actually found when I was researching, this is actually the origin story of decorating a tree with tinsel.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't want tinsel on my tree because I don't like spiders.
I knew I hated tinsel for a reason. It's because spiders shitting gold doesn't mean Christmas to me.
See, I have tinsel around the bottom of my tree, hiding the tree feet.
Oh, yeah. I should crochet you a tree mat. That would hide it because you just put that opening before you put the tree in. Yeah, and it totally hides it. Can't see it.
So, our presents can't hide it because we put them on a sleigh.
Oh, yeah, you do too.
Yeah.
No, I walk into your lounge room, I'm like, what if you have a massive sleigh? Oh, that's where we put our presents. Obviously.
I'll put photos on the blog.
Yes, please do. That's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah. Just for you guys, I'll put photos on the blog.
So, yes, that was my second story, the origin story of tinsel. And my third one comes from Czech Republic, because we love the Czech Republic for some reason, other than your fantastic Triple X sort of movies that we want to go and dance in your nightclubs, but we generally like Czech Republic. Just happens.
Just keep circling back there somehow. I don't know why.
I don't know why, but we just keep circling back there. You know, we had the, what was it, the solar something, not the solar something, the children of something, solar something. I don't know. It was
the Cosmic People of Light.
Cosmic People.
The Sedelec Ossuary.
I knew I was getting the Cosmic People of Light mixed up with my Solar Warden from Aliens, but you know.
Yeah, one crazy mixed up with another.
I'm not dead, but I think my brain is. All right, so last one.
How can you tell, though?
I really can't. I'm hoping you guys can keep me on track. You're not
trying, mate. And you're just, you literally a freight train running off into the darkness. We have no control of you now.
Yeah. Amazing.
We're just following along and picking up the carnage as you go.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Or adding to it.
Or adding to it. Correct.
That's because you love my tangent train, just as I love yours, you know. All right. So third one, Czech Republic. The main Christmas celebrations on Christmas Eve, some people fast drink Christmas Eve in the hope that they will see a vision of a golden pig appear on the wall before dinner. Same. This is meant to be a sign of good luck. I actually not same. To be honest, I can't even say same. I like to say same all the time, but I eat way too much all day Christmas Day for me to starve myself till dinner.
No, this is Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
The day before Christmas.
I have tried the whole next day.
That's
dumb. Don't do that. So don't starve yourself on Christmas Eve. I also thought I'd just go real, real light because I was going to go heavy at Christmas, like all day Christmas and then all day Boxing Day, because we usually have like five Christmases in like 3 days. And it's wrong. No, you have to steadily eat yourself into an early grave leading up to Christmas. You have to expand your stomach. If you starve yourself, you're restricting your stomach and you can't fit everything in there and you feel sick.
Yeah.
So this is obviously that they're starving themselves, though, to get the delusion of a golden pig. That's what
they want.
For, obviously.
Yeah, hallucination.
So, anyway, keep going.
Yeah. Joke worth it.
Yeah. It was. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. But
right, so they're looking for a golden pig.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a sign of good luck. Anyway, moving on from that. So the traditional Czech Christmas dinner that is eaten during Christmas Eve, the meal often consists, Amy, you're out, of fish soup made from carp and fried carp with potato salad.
I'm out for the potato salad.
Yes.
So the person who's making the carp keeps the scales from it, as many scales as there are members of the family, or in general how many people are eating at the table. And you've got to remember too, something I didn't put in my notes. So you also set a place at the table for someone who has passed that year.
Oh,
yeah.
Fair enough. Fair.
So you would have a scale for them.
Nice.
It's a way of honoring them. So, yeah. So they clean the scales, they put them under the plates, and then people keep the scales. So after you finish eating, you would lift up your plate, you would take the scale, you put it in your purse or in your wallet, and they're supposed to bring you money and good luck throughout the following year.
Kind of moldy fish scale. Yeah. In a moldy fish scale kind of way. It's kind of cute.
So originally I was only going to talk about this next bit, but the Christmas Eve thing hooked me too, so I had to put it in there. Because I was looking for the origin, because I really wanted to make sure that this story I was going to, like the next thing I was going to say, was true. So I really did research it, and I cannot find anything that cements this as a true thing, except – other people from the Czech Republic who have made Reddit posts, Weibo posts, Facebook posts saying this is what we do for Christmas, okay?
So it's more like an urban legend.
That has
like
been
carried in the last episode.
Yes, but it has, it's something that's been carried for over 1,000 years.
Okay, okay. So a legend that's been turned into a tradition.
Yes, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, I really wanted to find where exactly it was from, and I couldn't, which was kind of annoying. But anyway, I'll crack on with it. So on Christmas Day, unmarried Czech women, and I'm going to do this on Christmas Day, and I'm going to make my sister do it too because we're both unmarried. And I'd love to hear, I think we should put it on the blog or on Facebook maybe or Twitter, what our results are. Okay? So we should all should do this.
But I was married, so am I, like, excluded or?
It doesn't say whether you can be a divorcee.
Okay.
Yeah. And its origins, as far as I could find, were Scandinavian Viking, and they generally, you could move on. Like, you didn't have to be stuck with your, you know, like, you didn't have to be a widow forever just because your husband died. Like, you could move on. Like, they didn't care. The Vikings didn't give a shit. Like,
you could move on. Vikings had no fucks, mate. They were done.
No.
You're dead. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Bye. Exactly.
In
fact, Vikings
couldn't get divorced unless it was the woman's idea.
Yes, exactly. Mm. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, an unmarried Czech woman. So what they do is they stand with their back to the door, not against the door. So obviously you'd have a room behind you. I've got a little picture of you. If you scroll down, yeah, I'll put it in the blog as well. So you stand with your back to the door. You have a shoe in your hand. It can be your left, it can be your right. Doesn't matter. You throw it over your shoulder like a bouquet, just fucking behind you.
I was just thinking that this is like a bouquet at a wedding,
but instead it's for single people. So if it lands with the toe facing the door, it means that you will be married within a year.
Who the fuck wants that?
Yeah,
yeah. So
the marriage
like within a year, that's crazy. Toothpick.
Yeah. So when I was reading into the tradition, that was the original, because you got to remember, back then, you would court and get married.
You literally
would meet somebody in the street and he would smile in your direction. Next week, you'd be married.
Exactly. So nowadays, we're a bit slower. So it's more you'll find someone, you'll be in a relationship. So toe facing the door, you'll be in a relationship or married within a year. So if it lands with a heel facing the door, you're in for another year of bad Tinder dates. Yeah,
I'm going to actually test this because, as you know, one of my sisters is getting married next year.
Well,
I am.
So I want to see which way her toe lands.
Let's see your results. I think we should post them on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm totally trying it. Me, I'm going to get two of my sisters to do it.
Oh, fantastic. Please.
And all of my nieces and even my mother. Let's all do it.
Yeah.
All the unmarried women in my family. There is quite a few unmarried women in my family.
I'm going to make my cousin do it. There's
one married
one. She's actually at that point now where she probably would be getting engaged. So I'm going to make my cousin do it.
Yes, please do. Awesome. Yeah, I think it would be good just for funsies. And we're like, yep, keep you updated with the results. it is a bit of frivolity. It's actually, when I was reading into it, it's a form of divination, and it actually is sort of within the Scandinavian Viking folklore, it's a bit of, I don't know, witchcraft, you know? It's like, it's divination. You're basically trying to predict the future. So it does come back to that, yeah, that sort of folklore side of it, which I love. I'm well into that.
You know what?
I'm going to use my fish thongs, like my fish flip-flops, just to do it, just to add that, you know, traditional, you know.
I am actually
Czech,
going to
Czech tradition of having
mine.
Fish.
Love it.
Awesome.
Right. So that was the end of my segment. Oh, my God, I got there and I didn't die.
Yay!
Still got a bit more to go, so let's see.
Look, in the celebration of me not dying, let's do some shout-outs.
Yay.
So, yeah, we'd like to do some shout-outs to some of our regular listeners and notable podcasts for this week. Let's start with you, Amy. What have you got?
All right. So we're just shouting out to our French listener, who is probably our first regular listener, Frenchie. We call him or her. We don't know. We love you. Please reach out to us, FridayNightWineFight@gmail.com. Otherwise, look at our Facebook or hit us up. Thank you very much for your support. Also, Aurora, Colorado, and Colorado in general, actually. Thank you so much for your support, guys. We really love you. Again, reach out, talk to us, tell us what you want us to talk about. We know that you're avid listeners of us and you are downloading every week. So thank you so much for your support.
And I'd like to give a thank out. Wow.
Bianca literally thanked out about, like, I don't know, 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, so, thanked out at the beginning. But,
yeah. That's where Vlad came
in. Shout out. A shout out to Virginia. Thank you guys for listening. We're pretty new, but to have guys like everyone from overseas listening, this is kind of a big deal for us.
Oh, yeah.
We love
and
it. Thank you.
Nevada.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to us. We do really appreciate everyone that's listening to us. Please do get in contact with us at any point. Give us topic ideas to just, you know, have a chat. We're up for a chat.
Yeah.
We love
do it.
Yeah.
Our blog, Facebook, Twitter, we've got it all.
Yeah. And, yes, shout out to our listeners in the Dope South, Georgia. Yeah, thank you so much for listening. We've got a few different listeners in Georgia as a state, and I don't know whether it's just different towers picking you up. If you're driving around listening to us.
You may be a truck driver, a traveling salesperson. We don't know. Anyway, the point is we love you and thank you.
And, yeah, so my next shout-out is to Florida. Mm-hmm. America's way, just like Norway. You've got a way to don't try to die. I love
we
you.
We cannot refer to Florida as America's Wang. I'm just putting that out there. Anyway.
But we're going to, but we really should.
Why can't I?
I would love to go to Florida. That's always one place I've wanted to go.
Look, I see you retiring there, actually.
Oh. Probably.
I'd end up in Miami and some sort of drug dealer, Tiger King, would be my next door neighbor and I'd be like, what the fuck? Dude, your cats are strange.
I see Sarah nestled up amongst a bunch of retirees with their fish thongs and their Hawaiian shirts, all talking 100%. About the good old days.
I'd be living in the Golden Girls house.
Totally say it.
that is the dream, people. That is the dream. All of our Australian listeners. Oh my god, thank you for listening.
There's been many of you. We could go state by state, but seriously, thank you. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you all.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of podcasts that we just wanted to do some shout outs to. Getting in amongst the podcasting community has been utterly amazing. Thank you so much to anybody who is listening to this, who has been, you know, supporting us and has also given us a lot of really good advice and has been helping us with a few things. I wanted to do a specific shout out to a podcast called What's Up. It's about the Chris Watts family murder case. It's actually a feature on Netflix at the moment. Thank you so much to the beautiful host of this particular podcast. She's amazing. She does a deep dive into this case. There is a lot that you didn't hear about on Netflix. I am obsessed with this at the moment. I'm halfway through her 30 episodes. obsessed. Because
isn't 30 episodes? Oh, God, I need to get on this.
Yeah, there is a deep dive into everything. It's amazing. I am so obsessed with this right now. The other one I wanted to do a quick shout out to was The Real Housewives of Reality. Now, one of the gorgeous hosts actually got in contact with me and we had a bit of a chat about our podcast. And look, I've got to say, like, it is a really good podcast for anybody who is into any sort of reality television. So basically the two hosts talk about their different favorite reality television series and they go into it. A big thing for one of the hosts this week was that she was actually, I think she was, I don't know, I'm an old person that doesn't understand technology. She was like, she was put in one of an Instagram photo of one of the Real Housewives of New York, and then they actually like hashtagged Real Housewives or reality. So she So she was actually like shouted out from one of the actual Real Housewives.
Wow.
That's amazing. So congratulations, guys. Well done. You got recognized.
My mum is all over all of those shows. She watches every single one of them.
Real Housewives of Reality. The hosts are funny as hell.
I will. I will. Yeah, so my last shout out, which is a podcast. Well, actually not a podcast. It's actually a website, to be honest. Podchaser. So have you ever gone on to IMDb, like, while you're watching a movie? I mean, I've done it a million fucking times.
All the time.
Because you're sitting there. Even in the cinema, I'm like, I wish I could bring out my phone, but I'm not that person. But if I'm sitting on the couch at home, I'm like, who is this actor? What else have they been in? Ooh, I've seen all these things. Ooh, they were in that. Okay. Well, Podchaser is the most comprehensive list of podcasts in the world. They literally are the IMDb of podcasts. Get amongst it. Create a profile. It takes 2 minutes. Connect your Facebook, connect your Twitter, or your email. It's super easy. Then you can rate and review your favorite podcast or a podcast episode. You can break it down that far. Look, get on there, check it out, check out Friday Night Wi-Fi. Like, look at us, Amy and myself. We both have creator profiles. I'm still working on Sarah's. We'll get there eventually.
We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. We're in no rush. But
yes, we are actually not sponsored by Podchaser. This is just something that we've come across this week because Bianca did a little bit of a seminar about how to improve your podcast. Yes. And she came across this thing. We knew what it was. We just didn't realize how big it was, and we just didn't realize how to use it. So this is not something that we are sponsored by.
No, we're not
getting any money. If you link in and if you review us, we're not getting any money. It's not about that. It's actually just something that we have found, and we found it really interesting this week. We have just been literally going back and forth on Skype going, oh, my God, did you know this guy was in this one? Oh, my God, you know this one's over here? Oh, my God.
Yeah, and we've been telling all our podcaster buddies to get on there, claim your podcast, you know, get ratings, get reviews. It's amazing. So, and I love, because I love the idea of IMDb, and I love the idea of them being a podcasting IMDb. Why not? Right. Why not? You know, let's get
them. This person on this podcast and then on some other podcast? Yes, they are. Yeah. And you know this from Podchaser.
Yeah. And of course, we would love ratings and reviews from our listeners. Mwah, we love you. So, yeah, get amongst it. And look, to be honest, let's wrap this up. So I had so much fun researching this topic, as I did with other topics over the last few weeks. However, we would like some topic suggestions. Remember, we're away for a couple of weeks. You have time.
Yes.
Give us topic suggestions. Send them on through to FridayNightWiFi@gmail.com or on Twitter, which is FNWF podcast, and the same on
you
Facebook.
You did it better than you did it last week in your this week. So I, well done, mate. My face
weeks. This is great. All right. To everyone who has listened to this podcast, we would like to thank each and every one of you for your time and listening to our rubbish and my drunken whatever that fucking was. Good luck, Amy. We hope you found it entertaining. We are not using any of the facts except for the tinsel. It was fucking real. I found it. I did the research. Discuss this recording to make important decisions in your life unless it's in relation to the purchase and use of a protection chainsaw. Rum rum. Peace out.
See ya. Merry Christmas, people.
Merry Christmas. Wish you a merry festive season, however you celebrate around this time. Yep. Go forth, eat, drink, be merry. We love you. Thank you. Bye. Bye.